This is GMJ Audio from the Georgian Medical Journal News. How extreme heat stresses the human body, what the science shows. Exposure to extreme heat triggers a cascade of physiological responses that can overwhelm the body's cooling mechanisms, particularly in vulnerable populations. Certain individuals, elderly people, those with chronic conditions, and outdoor workers face disproportionate risk during summer months. 1,220 plus annual heat-related deaths in the United States, according to CDC surveillance data. Heat-related emergency department visits by age group United States per 100,000 population during peak summer months, adults aged 65 plus 92, adults aged 45 to 64 plus 8, adults aged 20 to 44 plus 42, children aged 5 to 19, 28, children under 550. Source, CDC Environmental Health Tracking Network, 2023. Georgian Medical Journal News. Core physiological mechanisms of heat stress. When ambient temperature rises, the human body activates thermoregulation, a complex process in which blood vessels dilate near the skin surface to increase heat dissipation, and the sweat glands intensify evaporative cooling. However, this adaptive response demands substantial cardiovascular and metabolic resources, placing strain on the heart and circulatory system. The body's core temperature normally hovers around 37 Celsius, 98.6 degrees Fahrenheit. When internal temperature exceeds 39 degrees Celsius, heat exhaustion can develop, marked by profuse sweating, weakness, and tachycardia. If core temperature reaches 40 to 41 degrees Celsius, heat stroke, a medical emergency, can occur, characterized by loss of thermoregulatory control and potential organ damage. Why older adults and patients with chronic disease face heightened vulnerability? Adults age 65 and older show significantly elevated risk during heat waves, experiencing emergency department visit rates nearly 6.5 times higher than children under 5, according to CDC data. This disparity reflects age-related declines in cardiovascular efficiency, reduced sensation of thirst, and impaired sweating response, all of which compromise the body's cooling capacity. Patients with hypertension, diabetes, cardiovascular disease, and respiratory conditions face compounded risk. Many commonly prescribed medications, including beta blockers, diuretics, and anticholinergics, further impair heat dissipation or increase dehydration. Environmental and occupational factors amplify exposure risk. Heat vulnerability is not uniformly distributed. Outdoor workers, including agricultural laborers, construction crews, and emergency responders, face prolonged exposure without adequate cooling breaks. Urban populations in areas with limited tree cover and dense infrastructure experience urban heat island effects, where surface temperatures can exceed ambient air temperature. Socioeconomic factors compound physiological risk. Individuals with limited access to air conditioning, reliable electricity, or cooling centers during heat emergencies, along with those experiencing homelessness or living in densely populated informal settlements, face substantially higher mortality. Key takeaways: heat-related illness kills over 1,220 Americans annually, with emergency department visits concentrated in adults aged 65 and older at 92 per 100,000 population. Medications including beta blockers, diuretics, and anticholinergics impair thermoregulation. Older adults, outdoor workers, and socioeconomically disadvantaged populations face disproportionate risk due to impaired cooling capacity and limited access to air-conditioned spaces. Urban heat islands can elevate surface temperatures above ambient air temperature. Frequently asked questions: at what core body temperature does heat stroke occur? Heat stroke, a medical emergency requiring immediate cooling intervention, develops when core body temperature reaches 40 degrees, 140 Fahrenheit, or higher, and thermoregulatory mechanisms fail. Symptoms include cessation of sweating, confusion, seizures, and loss of consciousness. Why do elderly people have reduced heat tolerance? Age-related physiological changes include reduced cardiac output during thermoregulation, attenuated sweating response, blunted thirst sensation, and impaired peripheral vasodilatation. These adaptations collectively reduce the body's capacity to dissipate heat, making older adults vulnerable to rapid progression from heat exhaustion to heat stroke, particularly if dehydration develops. Can common medications increase heat-related illness risk? Yes. Diuretics promote fluid loss, beta blockers reduce cardiac output, and anticholinergics suppress sweating. Patients on these medications should maintain hydration, avoid midday sun exposure, and monitor for heat exhaustion symptoms during warm weather. As climate change drives more frequent and intense heat waves across temperate and tropical regions, public health responses must prioritize identifying and protecting high-risk populations through targeted cooling interventions, medication review programs, and equitable access to air-conditioned public spaces. For more information on vulnerable populations, see our coverage of global health threats and patient safety interventions. Source: What does hot weather do to the body? At context, extreme heat stresses the human body, what the science shows. Description: Heat stress physiological effects, vulnerability factors, and why elderly and chronic disease patients face heightened risk during summer heat waves. Author, type organization, name, GMJ editorial team. Publisher, organization, name, GMJ News, Georgian Medical Journal. Date published, 2026-05-21. Date modified, 2026-05-21. At context, what core body temperature does heat stroke occur? Accepted answer. Answer. Text. Heat stroke, a medical emergency requiring immediate cooling intervention, develops when core body temperature reaches 4 degrees Celsius, 140°F or higher, and thermoregulatory mechanisms fail. Symptoms include cessation of sweating, confusion, seizures, and loss of consciousness. At type question. Name. Why do elderly people have reduced heat tolerance? Accepted answer. At type answer. Text. Age-related physiological changes include reduced cardiac output during thermoregulation, attenuated sweating response, blunted thirst sensation, and impaired peripheral vasodilatation. These adaptations collectively reduce the body's capacity to dissipate heat, making older adults vulnerable to rapid progression from heat exhaustion to heat stroke, particularly if dehydration develops. At type question. Name. Can common medications increase heat-related illness risk? Accepted answer. At type answer. Text. Yes. Diuretics promote fluid loss, beta blockers reduce cardiac output, and anticholinergics suppress sweating. Patients on these medications should maintain hydration, avoid midday sun exposure, and monitor for heat exhaustion symptoms during warm weather.